bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is Lawrence Tor. And we're the 16th of May 2018. And the time is 3 o'clock. I'm just really blessed right now. God's been working some stuff in my heart based upon the things I've been talking about with other believers. And this teaching is basically titled, Healing is for You Right Now. And healing is for you right now. And God really wants you to manifest everything that has been accomplished for you. So if you're in need of healing, then I know this teaching is going to lift your faith so that you can receive what has already been provided for you through the accomplished and finished works of Jesus Christ. It's 1,000% God's heart for you to manifest complete healing and wholeness and deliverance, not only in your body, but in every area of your life, and to walk in God's completeness, which is ours through Christ. So I'd like you to go to Colossians. Take your Bibles and go to Colossians chapter 2. And we're going to read in verse 10. So in Colossians 2:10 it says, "And you are complete in him, in Christ, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you received with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." So God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And when he was buried, we were buried with him. When he was risen, we was risen with him. And when God seated him at his own right hand, we were set with him in Christ at the right hand of God. And so through Jesus Christ, God has accomplished everything that a believer needs right now in today's living, as well as eternally, that we got salvation. In Colossians 1:12, it says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or adequate to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." So we've had an inheritance, and this inheritance is not only eternal life, but the healing and the deliverance that Christ accomplished through his sacrificial death, through his sufferings, through what he went through. This inheritance has now given us completeness, has given us wholeness in our bodies, in our minds. And as we walk by the Spirit of God, as we put on the truths of the Word in our minds and walk in those truths, then we will start to manifest what Christ has accomplished for each person and for each believer. In Colossians 1, we read this in verse 18, and it says, "And he, Jesus Christ, is the head of the body, the church." See, we are the church, okay? We're the church of the living God, the body of Christ. This is not a church with buildings made with hands, but this is the body of Christ. All those that are born again of the God's Spirit belongs to this church, the body of Christ, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. And Jesus Christ has preeminence right now. "For it pleased the Father that in him," in Jesus, "should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether by the things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes or once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled." See, we've been reconciled back to God through Jesus Christ in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Verse 23, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature or creation which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." So we are complete in Christ, and there's nothing whatsoever that is lacking through the finished and accomplished works of Jesus Christ, who is the firstborn from the dead, and ever liveth to make intercession for those that are born again. in fullness dwells, or the fullness dwells in Christ, and through Christ we have been reconciled back to God. So you are holy and you're unblameable, and let's not be moved away from the hope of the gospel that has been preached throughout the world. So we stick to the word. We build our heart with the truths of God's word of who we are in Christ. We make it our lifestyle, our practice, and we make it our confession. See, we have a living God and a living Lord and Saviour, and we live in exciting times. And you are the apple of God's eye, and he holds you in the palm of his hands. You are forever in front of God, and he will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what you're going through right now, God is with you, and God has given you everything that you need so that you can live in this life victoriously, abundantly, that you are his witnesses of his power, which is manifested in and through you as you put the truth of the word on in your heart, as you come into agreement with God and confess what he says. So to manifest what is rightfully yours in Christ, we need to know what God has made available to us, and healing has been made available. God sees you as already healed, and when we come into agreement with God and his word to us and say what God says, we will certainly manifest these wonderful promises that God has made available and are already ours. See, these things are already ours, and the manifestation of these things start to appear when we come into agreement with God, when we understand who we are in Christ, when we recognize our redemption, when we recognize who we are in Christ, when we recognize what Christ has accomplished. So I've just recently taught my seminar of the power of faith-filled words, which is a study of faith and confession. And God wants us to come into agreement with him and say what he says rather than confess the negatives or the wisdom of this world. To do this, we must understand what the scriptures say about healing and what Christ has accomplished, so we can preach and teach to others to walk and live in the power of God. First, we need to practice it in our own lives. We need to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. We don't go from teacher to teacher, and we don't have to go from teaching to teachings, but we need to, whatever we're learning right now, we need to prove these things to ourselves and in our walk and in our living, and we prove it to others. So it's good to stay focused in one area of the Word of God. So many times we hear a teaching or we take a class, and as soon as that's over, we go right to the next thing. But we need to take time to get established in what we're being presented with, and to prove these things. We can prove it in two ways: one by the scripture and one by our practice of the scripture. And so this is each of our responsibility to do. So I would encourage you, whatever you're learning now, instead of moving on to the next teaching, make what you're learning now your own, so that you know it, that you proved it to yourself by your own study of the scripture and also by your own application of what you've learned. So my seminar is on my website, and it's www.graceloveandtruth.com. That's the name of my website. And the Faith and Confession seminar is under the title Get Together in the menu bar. So if you want to listen and work this seminar, you will need the password to access it. And all you need to do to get the password is email me at lawrencetor@rumbox.com, and I will send it to you. And so once you have accessed these teachings, you will find 12 audio files and a syllabus, and you can download the syllabus for free for your personal use and to follow the teachings. I encourage you to listen to this Faith and Confession seminar. I'm still working it. Even though I've taught it, there's still lots to learn, there's still lots to prove, and to hold fast to that which is good from that. So, and I encourage those that have just taken that seminar on Faith and Confession, prove it to yourself, work it with the scriptures, and apply it in your life, and hold fast to that which is good from that, and make sure that you know the subject. Don't, just because you sat a class doesn't mean to say you know everything in it. And I think that is a mistake that I've made, and I've seen a lot of others made through the years, that we went from class to class, but we never really took the time to make all of the things that we were learning our own. And it's only through the things that I've made my own, and I've practiced and I've proved and I've gone to the word myself, that I can really say, yeah, the word of God works. And I know that healing is certainly available. I've seen many healings in my life. I've seen many people get delivered and set free by the power of God in Christ in me. And 1 Thessalonians 5:25 is the scripture where I was mentioned about prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. So prove the word that you're learning to yourself by your study, by going to the scriptures, to be like the church in Acts 17:11, where they searched the scriptures to see whether those things were so. And then practice these things. Jesus Christ said, you know, be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Jesus Christ said, you know, it's those that do the will of my Father. So it's not just enough to hear the scriptures. We need to practice what we're learning and be doers of that, so that we can receive and manifest everything that God wants to have. So this is very important. So these things I just shared is just a little introduction into my teaching, and just to give you a background of things and to encourage you to really make this your own. If you need healing especially, and you're a believer but you're not manifesting your healing, then make this teaching your own. Go through the scriptures, look at other scriptures, do a build up, go through what Jesus Christ has accomplished. There's many great teachings on what Jesus Christ went through to obtain what is now ours. And we don't want to miss anything that God has made available for us. And it's for ignorance or not understanding or a lack of understanding of what God has done through Christ that we don't receive what is rightfully ours. And that's not God's fault, because God is a good God and he loves us. He's provided for us. He's with us and he's with you. And he wants you to be strong in the power of his might. He wants you well. He wants you delivered. He wants you set free. And you've got to come after it, baby, because it's yours. You've got to know what is yours and find out what your inheritance is, what's been made available to you. And then you can really walk in it. And all of us need to do this in whatever area we're lacking, whatever area we're not seeing the power of God manifest, then we need to know what God says about it. So God wants you healed right now. And your healing has been made available through what Jesus Christ accomplished. And we see all through the scriptures that God is a God that wants his people well and prospering. That's God's heart. He is a good God. He doesn't put diseases upon you. He doesn't put the sicknesses upon you. And also, this is, I'm sharing these things, even though you might already know these things, those that are believers. There's a lot of people that are listening that are not born again or not familiar with these things. And so you'll hear me share a lot of things that you already know, but it's good to be reminded of these things and to get established in them again, because we can become hazy on the truth, because we may have worked something and then we go on to many other things and then we can come a little bit hazy on stuff. So it's good to keep ourselves refreshed, do a refresher course as I call it. So when we turn to God and seek his answers and believe and act on his direction, then we're going to manifest what is rightfully ours. Then you can manifest your healing. Faith is all that is required to receive healing or anything that God has made available today. The faith that is required, God gives to us. It is believing what Christ has accomplished for us. God sent Jesus Christ to reconcile men back to God so man could have a living relationship with God and enjoy this life to its fullness. In 1 John 3:8, we see the purpose that God sent Jesus Christ, and it says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. So we know that through the fall of Adam and Eve, sin entered into the world, and Satan was the one that initiated it. Adam and Eve fell head into it and fell for the trick of the enemy. Okay, so you know, we know that sin entered the world because of Satan. It wasn't because of God, it's because of Satan. So for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, made known, that he might destroy the works of the devil, which he certainly done. He done it through his death, burial and resurrection, and now he's seated at the right-hand side of God. So Jesus Christ smashed apart the works of the enemy that he wrought through his disobedience and through turning against God. In Acts 10:38, we see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ always done his Father's will, and Jesus Christ was out doing good. He was preaching, he was teaching, he was healing the sick, he was raising the dead, he was cleansing the leper, and it was because God was with him. He had the Spirit of God upon him, as we read in Luke 4, 17 and 18. You can read that yourself and look it up. So the reason why we need to preach the word, and the reason why Jesus Christ preached the word, because faith could come to the people. He was making known what was available. He made known what was the goodness of God, and that the kingdom of God had come to them. In Romans 10, 17, it says, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. If you need your faith encouraged, then you're in the right place right now, because you're hearing the word of God being spoken to you. And this word of God is the power of God. In Romans 1, 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." This word gospel is good news of Christ, or concerning Christ. "For it is the power of God unto salvation." This is wholeness, deliverance in every single area of life and living, in every area of your heart, mind, emotions, in your will, in your physical body, to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Greeks. So the gospel is the power of God to everyone who believes it. When this good news is believed and acted upon, the promises of God and the power of God is manifested. God's word produces what his promises say when it is believed and acted upon. And when we speak in agreement with the word of God, when we speak in agreement with what God is showing, we will see healing and deliverance and answer to prayer. We have to remember that when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, not only did you receive salvation, but you received complete physical healing, because it's a whole package. God gave us a whole package. It wasn't that you're just saved, but you're also healed. And so to understand this, then we know that if anything is not right with us, then we take that to the Father and we claim the promises of God which are rightfully ours in Christ. So this word of God is very powerful. Okay, the gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation, to wholeness. In Proverbs 4:20, it says here in verse 20, Proverbs 4:20, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying." Verse 21, "Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." See, this word of God is health to us. And when it's in the midst of our mind, in our heart, in the depths of our being, then we're going to be in agreement with that. We know what to believe. We know what to say. We know what we should be manifesting in our lives. And when we got that word abundantly in our hearts, in our minds, in our confession, in our actions, and the application of that, then this word is life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. See, God's wisdom builds faith, and God's wisdom brings to us health, and it brings to us healing. It brings to us prosperity, abundance. It brings to us good relationship in the sight of God and in man. And we don't want the wisdom of this world. We want the wisdom of God. Proverbs is a great book to go through, because it gives you great wisdom in there. And there's things that we can obtain from that, and we can apply in our life, especially when it comes to trusting God with all our heart, especially when it comes to understanding the knowledge of God and his wisdom and the principles of his word. In 1 Corinthians 2:5, it says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. God doesn't want your believing standing in the wisdom of man. He doesn't want you to believe what this world is saying to you. He wants you to believe what his word is saying to you. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. What is the power of God? It's the gospel concerning Jesus Christ. We just read it in Romans 1:16. See, the wisdom of man does not produce the faith that God's wisdom gives us. And as believers, we put no confidence in man's wisdom, but in God's wisdom that produces the faith. See, faith is required to receive all that God has made available to you and to me. Let's have a look at this. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, when you hear the word of God given to you, then you can have faith. Then you can go to God based on his word, based on his promises to you. And you can ask to your heart, you can claim what is rightfully yours. You can confess what is rightfully yours. You can act as God shows you how to act in your situation. In James 1, verses 6 and 7, it says, "But let him ask in faith, in believing, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." We can't be, you know, we need to receive this word, and when we're asking God, we need to fully believe that what we're asking is already ours, that God has made this available. And it says in James 1:5, "If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not." So if you need wisdom in your situation, you go to God, you ask him, you've got his scriptures, you can go there as well. But God is a living God, living today, and he answers men and women today, not just through his word, but directly to your heart by his spirit. He's talking today, and he really wants you blessed, and he wants you out of any situation that you shouldn't be in, or anything that's in your body he wants gone. And you can receive that too. So it's the absolute will of God for us to receive God's healing. And so we need to go to him, not wavering. Because in 1 7 it says, "For let not that man think," that man that is wavering, "think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." So when we go to God, we believe what we ask him for is a done deal. We believe that we've already received it. Like Jesus said in Mark 11:24. "Believe that you received it, and you shall have it." You're going to manifest it. We have to remember that God isn't a man. And in Numbers 23:19, it says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" So he's asking a question. There's a question mark after those questions, and you have to answer them. Right, have he said and shall he not do it? Yeah, he said and he is going to do it. Or have he spoken and shall he not make it good? Yeah, God has spoken and he's going to make it good. In 1 Kings 8:56 it says, "Blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel." And today we also have rest. In fact, God says for us to enter into his rest, to cease from our own works, to try and figure out how to get our needs met. But we go to God and we trust him to meet that. And when we're trusting, we're resting. We're resting in the promises of God. We're resting in the promises of what God has made available to us. So let's read that first. "Blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant." Well, we have the promises of God. 1 Corinthians 1:20, all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. Everything that God has promised us in Christ is ours, is yours right now. So make a claim on what is rightfully yours. Find out what is rightfully yours. If you've forgotten, go and look back up in the scripture what is rightfully yours. And let it become your speech. Get it in your heart and say it out of your mouth. Let it become yours. Psalms 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's settled. What God says, he means. And what he means, he's going to do. And when we claim his word, when we're in agreement with his word, then we're going to start to manifest all the blessings and promises that are ours. In Jeremiah 1:2, I used this verse in the seminar as well, because this is a great verse. It says, "Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it." See, God is going to perform his word. And when we believe it, we need to believe it. And he is faithful. See, there's no grounding for us to doubt God or his word. God has never ever gone back on his word. And when we believe it and act and speak in agreement with God's word, when we give voice to the word of God, then we can start to receive his promises into manifestation. And we just know it's done. We know that God is so faithful. This is where our faith has got to be, that we just got no doubts whatsoever. We're not wavering. We're not considering the circumstances heavily. but we're just completely focused that what God says he's going to do. And when you get to that point in your faith and your confession and your believing, then great things are going to happen. And then you can be those witnesses of the power of God in your life. You can declare from your mouth because you've proved his word to yourself. And you're holding fast to that which is good. In Exodus 15:26 it says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. What he's saying to us today, this is Old Testament, but what he says to us today, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, God is a God that heals. And he said to these guys, look, follow my way, use my principles, keep what I'm giving you, and you're going to manifest your healing. And he spoke this to about 2 to 3 million people, and all of them believed, and they were all healed. And it's just really wonderfully amazing. In Psalms 105, we see in verse 37, it says, he brought them, the ones that he made this promise to, forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Not one person was weak. Not one person lacked. And God brought them forth out of Egypt with all the silver and gold. It is God's will for you to prosper, and it's God's will for you to be in health. In 3 John 1:2 it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants you to have a successful journey through life. Just like he led the children of Israel through the wilderness, they had a successful journey, or those that believed had that successful journey through life. And when we believe, then we can have that successful journey through life that God wants. See, God wants you to be successful. God wants you well. God wants you healed. God wants you delivered. God wants you set free. See, every child of God was whole. These guys that he led out of Egypt, not one person among them, okay, and this is the heart of God, not one person among them was feeble, weak, lacking. And this is the heart of God for you. And this was in the law administration, so how much more true is this today, especially since we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's paid the price for everything. And we live in the age of grace today. We live in the age of God's favor, and we live in the age of God's mercy and goodness. And we've received sonship. We are no longer under any curse of the law. We are righteous, we're justified, we're redeemed, we're sanctified, we're delivered right now. We are delivered right now. This is the truth of the word. God sees you whole. He sees you healed. He sees you delivered. See, whenever God's word is believed and acted on, then we receive what is ours into manifestation, what God has done through Jesus Christ. See, when we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, not only did we have eternal life, not only did we receive this eternal life, we received healing, and everything that Christ accomplished through his death, burial, resurrection is ours today, right now. And we have sonship. We are made heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance. Let's claim our inheritance. Let's claim what is rightfully ours. I want you to go to Romans chapter 8. My last teaching I done on the blog, there's no condemnation. And so I cover this fully, this scripture, more than I am in this teaching. But in Romans 8, 1 and 2, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, and who walked not after flesh, but after spirit. That's not in the text. Okay, so it should read, there is therefore now, right now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. What condemnation? It's talking about the condemnation that came into the world through the fall of Adam and Eve, when sin entered in, when sickness entered in, when poverty entered in, when lack entered in, when evil entered in. Okay, for the believer, the ones walking by the Spirit with their minds being renewed to the Spirit of God and to the truth of God's word, there is no condemnation to you. okay, when we're walking in that, that is not activated in our life. And verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. This law of sin and death, where condemnation comes in, doesn't operate or shouldn't be operating in the life of a believer. See, when we are saying what God says, when we're building our heart with faith, when we're doing what God has put in our hearts to do, what His Word shows us to do, when we're saying what God says, then we activate this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Okay, but when we're confessing and believing the things of this world, then we're activating that law in sin and death. And you say, well, how's that? How does that work then? Well, if you're a believer and there's something wrong with you, or you're going through difficult times, just take a think about what you're saying, what you're confessing. Are you speaking in agreement with God? Is your heart synchronized with your mouth? And if it isn't, then that's why a lot of people don't manifest their healing, because they're saying what their circumstances says. They're saying what they see rather than what they want, which is the promises from God. So people, when they get ill, a believer would go to the scriptures and start looking up all the healing scriptures, and they start building their faith and they start to confess it. And when they're doing that, they're activating this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made us free from the law and sin and death. So this is just real fantastic truths. See, Satan can only rob us in the areas where we're ignorant or been made available to us as believers today. That's the only time he can steal from you. He can kill from you. He can get you to buy into his lie in the areas that you don't know what is rightfully yours as a believer. That is why we need to learn and understand who we are in Christ, who we are now as new creations in Christ. In Hosea 4:6-8 it says, my people are destroyed through a lack of knowledge. And we know that's not a lack of knowledge of what the world wisdom is. It's a lack of knowledge of what God is saying today, of what we need to do as believers. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. See, Satan has these devices, these methods to move against us, to trick us out of who we are. He doesn't want us to see the truths and the realities of who we are in Christ now, that we're sons of God, that we are as Jesus Christ is in this world today, that we're seated at the right hand side of God, that we've been delivered from sickness, we've been delivered from poverty, we've been delivered from all these negative things, that we are complete in Christ. He doesn't want you to see that. He wants you to go with your thoughts and feelings of this world, what you've learned through your senses, and he wants you to come into agreement with that. Because when we start saying what the world says, then we activate Satan onto the situation. But we need to say what God says to activate him into the situation, so that he can go to work, that he can bring about his promises, so that we can manifest them in our life. See, God's desire is that all those that are sick, all those that are in poverty, all those that are in lack, all those that are in bondage or in darkness or in failure in life and living, his desire is that all are healed and delivered from all of these things. This is God's desire. Even the unbelievers, God wants these people delivered from all these areas. And he's made available in Christ. If you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, this time, now that you're listening, if you're an unbeliever here or you're seeking God and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ your Lord, it says in Romans 10:9-10 that if you shall say Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that you shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. God wants you to be saved. He's made it available, and you just need to make Jesus Christ as your Lord. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're born again of God's Spirit, and all these promises of God are for you right now, and you can claim it. I encourage you, get this word in your heart, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, receive eternal life, receive wholeness, receive healing, receive abundance, receive deliverance right now. See, healing has been provided for everyone. Okay, we have all the blessings of God and redemption through Jesus Christ. See, Jesus Christ, he expressed God's heart in his life and in his living. He showed the love of the Father. He demonstrated the power of God. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He set people free from diseases, from devil spirits. He always did the Father's will. He did nothing out of his own ability or out of his own strength. He was led by the Spirit of God. See, Jesus didn't do his own thing. He was obedient to the Father. He set a pattern for us that we can follow. In John 6:38, Jesus said this, "I am come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." And that just blesses me. He didn't do anything, but he represented the Father. He represented the Father's love. He represented the Father's power. And he represented the Father's goodness. And God is good. He wants you well right now. So Jesus, he taught his disciples to do the same works he was doing. What Jesus did, okay? What did he do? He preached the good news of the kingdom of God and God's goodwill to all men. See, it was to all men. He taught those that followed him to look to God in all things. See, God is a good God. I just want you to recognize this is not just for the believers. God wants, his heart is for all men to be saved, for all men to come to a knowledge of the truth, for all men to receive this healing. But not everyone's going to believe, unfortunately. But that's the heart of God. He wants people to turn to him, to follow his way, not the world's way, because his way leads to all these good things. And he taught those, Jesus taught those that followed him to look to God, just like he was looking to God. Listen, if you need healing, it's already been provided for you. You need to come back and take what God has made available to you. It's yours, and you receive it by faith. Having a complete trust, this is what faith is having a complete trust in the promises of God for you today, right now. And all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. Satan is the one that brings sickness, disease, death and destruction, wars and divisions, not the one true God, the creator of them and the earth. We need to declare the good news. And this is the good news, okay, what I'm declaring to you now. We need to declare it to ourselves and to others. We need to believe these truths and act on them and confess them out of our mouth. See, we need to put the blame where it needs to go. God always gets the blame or why someone's ill, why someone's sick. It's not God's heart. It's because the people are ignorant of the fact that it's Satan, the God of this world, that brings these things on to people, that brings diseases and sicknesses and lack and poverty and wars and all these things that we see in this world. But when you're a believer in Christ, you can overcome them when you know who you are and when you take God seriously, when you make it your life and you live in. See, we also need to minister the power of God to others. Okay, we need to preach the word and teach the word so that faith comes to those who we are preaching to. See, it's faith that activates all these promises of God. Jesus Christ never did anything without first preaching or teaching it. And then from that, he was able to go to work and minister with the power of God. In Isaiah 53, verse 1, we can see what Jesus Christ accomplished for us. And Isaiah 53, verse 1, it says, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he," referring to Jesus Christ, "shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he," Jesus, "hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he," Jesus, "was wounded," the stripes that he received, "for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed." See, this was being prophesied of what Jesus Christ would accomplish. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 to 25, we read this, "For even hereto we were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin." See, Jesus Christ didn't sin. He did no sin whatsoever. Neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him, God, that judgeth rightly, who his own self bared our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. See, we're dead to sin now because we're a new creation, and we should live unto righteousness, the right way, the right standing before God, by whose, Jesus, stripes you were healed. You are healed right now. It's already accomplished for you. Verse 25 says, for we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishops of your soul. What a beautiful record to see that Jesus Christ has accomplished everything for us. It's already ours. This good life is already ours. God has given us the best life, actually. This best life is ours, and to manifest it, we need to claim and know who we are in Christ, what Christ has accomplished. We need to come into agreement with God's word and say it out of our mouth. We need to use our authority to minister into other people's life, to bring this deliverance, and we need to reconcile men and women back to God, because we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. We should be declaring this good news to other people, that they can be made whole and that they can have a great life. In 1 John 2:2 it says, and he, Jesus, is the propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. See, this is God's heart. He wants all men to be saved. What beautiful God we have, and what a wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we have. Hebrews 9:12 says this, it's neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. See, Jesus Christ shed his own blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Okay, he shed his blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. See, we got eternal life because of what Jesus Christ done. He gave up his life so that we could have life. Okay, absolutely wonderful, powerful truth. So it's the absolute will of God for you to be healed and to manifest your healing, because that's the real reality of you, that you are healed right now. Let's have a look at the records in the Word of God, because, you know, we got to realize that a lot of people may think, well, I know God can heal, but will he heal me? Yes, God will heal you. He's very willing to heal you. And a couple of people in the Bible had these same questions. If we go to Luke chapter 5. We'll see this in verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, and it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. So here's this guy, he was covered in leprosy. And he was obviously outside of the city because he was unclean. So he couldn't come in because he would contaminate other people. So they must have lived really, these lepers must have lived really hard times. Not only did they have this leprosy, but I don't know how they got their food, how they lived or whatever, but they certainly were outcasts. And it says, who seeing Jesus, this leper saw Jesus, okay, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. See, this man knew Jesus could heal him, but was not sure if Jesus would. And, you know, this just really touched me, the meekness and the desire of this man to be healed. He knew, he must have heard of Jesus healing people, and he knew he could do it, but he wasn't sure if he'd do it for him. And, you know, God is a personal God. Jesus Christ is a personal Savior. And these truths just really touched my heart. And in verse 13 it says, and he, Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, I'm willing, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. So Jesus Christ and God, their willing has already been done for you. Reach out and receive it, because not only is God able to take care of you and has provided for you, okay, but he's also willing for you to receive it into manifestation according to your faith, with no doubt, with 100% trust in him. Okay, so Jesus, he reassured this man by saying, I will. He got rid of the doubt that this man had, whether Jesus would or not. And Jesus said, I will. Just took two words, I will. Let's have a look at another record in Mark chapter 1, and we'll read verses 39 to 41. And it says, "And he, Jesus, preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils." See, devils, they go to work, they work against people, they affect the mind and the body, they possess people, they rack and ruin lives. They're like little rats that come into the house and steal the food, but they steal it from the hearts of people. They rack and ruin people's minds and lives. But the power of God is present to cast these out. And when you know who you are in Christ and the authority you have, you also can cast out devils. Sometimes devil spirits are a cause of the sickness or disease that people have. Not every symptom is devil spirit, but it could be caused by a devil spirit. And sometimes it might be someone's body's just getting old or weak, and that can be healed. Sometimes it's affected by devil spirits that may have come in an error in someone's body and cause sickness, and that can be healed. So there's nothing impossible with God. All things are possible with God. So I read that again. "And he preached in their synagogues." What was he preaching? The good news of the kingdom of God. "In their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion," he had great compassion, "put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean." See, again, the willingness there. See, God's ability equals his willingness. And we also, when we're ministering to others, have to be willing and have compassion for other people and be willing to minister, to set people free by the power of God in Christ in us. And so these things are just really wonderful. I just want to encourage you, if you need healing right now, you could be healed right now. In fact, as I'm going through these scriptures, I'm sure the healing's already taken place in your body. You can expect to be healed and made whole right now. Receive this by your faith. Let's have a look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." See, God's will is not any man should perish, but all should come to repentance. And he's not slack concerning his promises. He's going to perform them when we believe. And his heart is for all men to be saved. His heart is for all men and women, children, to be delivered and healed. And we need to get out there with the gospel of Christ and make known the power of God. And we need to prove all things to ourselves. We need to prove this to ourselves. And we prove it to others in our life and living. So as we look to God and what he's accomplished through Jesus Christ, we can manifest the wholeness that is ours. It's not looking at the symptoms or the problems. Our part is to believe God's part. Our part is to believe God. And God's part is to make good on his promises. God has not changed. Jesus Christ has not changed. God is the same yesterday, today and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. And what he does when he walked this earth now is being done through the sons and daughters of God who manifest the power of God. See, when we realize our redemption and walk in its truths, the more and more we will see the power of God at work in our own lives and the lives of others. We'll see this word rapidly move throughout all the lands where we're living. And the word of God is moving throughout the whole earth right now. Great things are happening. Many people are coming into the kingdom. Many people are receiving their healing and deliverance. And God wants you to manifest your healing and deliverance. So this is what I wanted to share. I pray you've been encouraged. I pray you're blessed. I pray also that you listen to this teaching a couple of times. Get these truths into your heart. Go through the Faith and Confession Seminar. If you want the password, email me at lawrencetor@runbox.com. How much do you want it? How much do you want to manifest it? God is able and God is willing. It's all been accomplished in Christ and it's all received by faith. So God bless you.